right, I gotta be honest right off the bat. I am so full, it's hurting to even talk for this intro right now. So it may be short and sweet. It's Dave here. Welcome to the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Yes, indeed, it's Friday, February 1st. My God, it's February already. And we had a first Friday, of course, and our annual Soup in Bowl competition. It all went down today. The studio was packed with listeners. Tank and Libby's catered their little behinds off, and that is the reason why I'm basically floating right now in my chair. I am so stuffed with their delicious food. We had a great time as usual on a Friday. Concert ticket prices right was bumped up to $640. We played in studio with our listeners. We hated on Tom Brady, as the Philadelphia area and the country at large is wont to do. We addressed Ariana Grande's tattoo once again, seeing as she had some touch-up work done. Gino Bisconte joined us. He's going to be in the city tonight, but he was on the phone today to give us his Super Bowl pick. And comedian Chris Kosha joined us in studio as well before the slurping commenced for Soup and Bowl 2019. Have a listen. And have a great weekend, everybody. Go Rams! It is the Daily Podcast!
You folks have no idea the food that you are prepared for to get today. I mean, you've got no clue. This is going to be the first time Tank and Libby's are going to be in the room, and I've eaten there. The guys haven't eaten there yet, and they're bringing something they call the Tank. It is three eggs, potato, what do you call it, hash browns, peppers, onions, sausage, bacon, cheddar cheese in a skillet. I'm not sure if they're serving it in a skillet, but that's how they normally serve it in the restaurant. Then they got apple pie, French toast, and a Taylor pork roll. For some, does any of you guys from Jersey? Right, right, right. Of course, the guy in the Eli Manning shirt is from Jersey. Right. They say that this is a South Jersey favorite. Tell me if you back this up. Taylor pork roll, egg, cheese, caramelized onions on a seeded roll.
Well, he doesn't know. He's from North Jersey.
Oh, he's from North Jersey.
Yeah, sucker.
Well, just because he has a Giants shirt on doesn't mean he's from North Jersey.
I would hope.
Where are you guys from?
Yeah. All right. And where are you from?
I don't know where he just said.
North Bergen.
Yeah, where the hell's that?
Yeah, that means right. North.
Yeah, if we don't know it, it's north. Over here knows where North Bergen is. Where's that, John?
It's just above South Bergen. Eat me.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
But it is time now, ladies and gentlemen, for us to get to Concert Ticket Prices Right. Now, this is something we normally do in the 8 o'clock hour, sure. But because we're going to be doing the Super Bowl competition today, that means there's no room for it there. But why let those Motley Crue tickets go to waste?
Motley Crue.
Tommy Lee, baby.
And Hoople.
Motley Hoople. That's what it is. Motley Hoople tickets. We don't want those to go to waste. The show is sold out. This is the absolute last pair of tickets there are in Philadelphia.
Yep.
And what we're going to do, we've got three contestants from our studio audience here, and it's their job to tell us the lowest ticket price for the show that I give them. And I'll give them the venue, the date it happened, and where it happened here in Philadelphia, you know. And if they, whoever comes closest to the actual retail price of the lowest price ticket, will get that pair of Motley Hoople tickets. Now, if they go over, we'll all hear this sound, and that means they get another shot at it. But if they get it wrong again, we go to the phones, and someone's going to walk away with those tickets. So make sure you know the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Joining us this morning are Allison, Ron, and Steve. Rick and Steve, right? I got that all right, guys?
Yep.
Okay. Allison, where are you from?
Philadelphia.
From, we all are, darling. Now we're down to the town.
Rep your hood.
Southwest.
There we go. Yeah. Southwest Philadelphia. And Rick, what about yourself? Where are you from?
Ridley.
From Ridley. And Steve, you're from?
Where's that? Kensington.
Kensington. All right. Well, guys, here's what we're going to do. We are going to go back to 1981 when Van Halen was playing the Spectrum for their Fair Warning tour.
Oh, man.
All right. The Granati Brothers were opening that show, and I'm probably the only one in the room who even knew
they made cannolis, I think, right?
They did make cannolis.
I've had those.
Right. They're on 9th Street.
Yep.
Right. So let me ask you, Allie, right, what do you think the lowest price ticket for the show was? They didn't sell out, believe it or not. Only 12,113 people showed up. All right, so what do you think, Allison? What do you think of the lowest price ticket? It's 1981.
I wasn't alive then.
I hear you.
$16.
$16, she says. All right, well, let's put $16 up on the board there.
Good start.
And let's now move over to Rick. Rick, what do you think the lowest price ticket for that show was?
I'm going
to
say $18.
$18, okay. All right, and Steve, what are you going to go with?
$7.
$7. $7 is what Steve's going to say.
I like it.
Yeah.
Smart bets.
Well, you know, because we're talking 1981, and we've got $16 from Allison. We've got $18 from Rick. And then Steve, who was probably around like me in 1981, right, went with $7. Actual concert ticket price for that show, $8.50.
Oh, Steve.
Steve, smart. You are going to get yourself a pair of tickets to see Mott the Hoople.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
It seems that nobody really wants Tom Brady in the room this morning.
No.
All right. Especially Steve. All right. I'm willing to deal. I recognize him for the talent that he is. Right? You know, and I'm not really fazed by him at all. Steve just hates him.
Yeah, but I mean, I get that he's the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. Mm-hmm. I understand that.
Yeah, you can't deny that.
But I'm sick and tired of Tom Brady.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
F Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And Bill Belichick.
I hate the Patriots because
the city,
I'm an American,
it's
and I'm bored.
The city of Boston.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know, I'm just tired of them.
No, exactly. That I'll give you. But
their toddlers have more championships than Philadelphians.
And they're a bunch of jerks. I stopped myself from saying the other end of that word.
Well played.
Although you did get an F Tom Brady in there.
Yeah, that's all right. I didn't say the letter.
Yeah, that's a Philadelphia chant.
How you doing, Cindy?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right.
What do you think about Tom Brady, Cindy?
I think he's kind of cute.
Yeah,
I knew she was going to go there.
He's a dog guy. Now what do you think?
Oh, well, forget about it.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's not the bazaar. He's a very naughty boy.
Philadelphia's
classic rock. 102.9 MGK. Okay, now I'm going back to a story that we told here yesterday about Ariana Grande and her tattoo.
Her barbecue grill tattoo.
Yeah, barbecue grill tattoo. I'm not sure how many of you heard this yesterday, but Ariana Grande she's got a new single out called Seven Rings, and she wanted to get a tattoo, and she got it right on her hand, right on the palm of her hand, right? And she believes that it says in Japanese, Seven Rings, when in actuality it says barbecue grill.
Yeah.
Okay. But she, you know, she laughed it off. She realized what had happened and has gone back to the tattoo artist.
Okay.
Right. And had it fixed.
Oh.
All right. So, you know, I guess it's slightly better, right? Because, you know, what she wanted it to say was seven rings. What it ended up saying supposedly was seven finger ring.
Oh, boy.
But it's not what it said.
Oh. Wait a minute.
It's not what it
said. Say that again.
All right. It's supposed to say seven finger ring.
Uh huh.
All right.
Sure.
And it did say barbecue grill.
Right.
Okay. It now says barbecue grill finger. Way to go, Ariana. Why don't you concentrate on, music? Something. Just get out of the tattoo business.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette! At this moment, everybody, you all chowing down on Tank and Libby's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we are enjoying Tank and Libby's? Don't talk with your mouth full. You know, but and Tank and Libby are here. Good morning, guys. Throw the microphone over. Let's say hi to them. All right. Good morning. How you doing?
Stand up.
Yeah, stand up. Talk like grown men. Right. Now, which one's Tank and which one's Libby?
I'm Libby.
You're Libby. You're Tank.
The bigger one's Tank.
Okay, that kind of makes sense, don't it? Now,
yeah.
All right, and Libby, you worked at the Four Seasons.
That's correct.
All right, and so you worked at the Fountain, or you worked at the hotel?
I worked at the Fountain. Right?
Do I miss that restaurant. As the best damn food in Philadelphia. It really was. Next to you guys and what you're serving now.
Tank got us started at Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, really?
No. Completely made that up.
I like Outback. That's a compliment.
Made that up.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I love your place. I was there a couple of weeks ago for the very first time, and I'm so glad that you guys came in and did breakfast for us this morning. And of course, they will be supplying the food for the Super Bowl party for whoever our Super Bowl champion is.
Heck yeah.
And participating in this is Ron there in the back, Randy in the striped shirt, Rob in the Giants shirt, and then, of course, Sue over here.
I'm rooting for Sue.
You're rooting for Sue?
Yep.
All right.
I've seen Ron enough.
Uh-huh.
I've talked to Randy enough for a lifetime.
Right, right.
And
just this morning.
Yeah, and Rob's wearing a Giants
jersey. Yeah, you can't root for a Giants guy.
Yeah, he's wearing a Giants shirt.
Actually, I did.
Now you might want to take in consideration what you're eating now and what you will be eating in an hour.
Yeah, right? Pace yourself.
So pace yourself. But Tank and Libby's, if you want to go there on its own. I never realized that shopping center had a name, the Pilgrim's Gardens. I don't think there were any pilgrims anywhere near Drexel Hill, to tell you the truth. All right, but it's in Drexel Hill on Pontiac Road in Drexel Hill, and folks, and you guys just do breakfast and lunch, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saying the food is great. You're just going to love it. We've got great food here in the studio this morning. So if you have the opportunity and look for somewhere to eat this weekend or at any time, Tank and Libby's is the place that we are recommending. Speaking of the Super Bowl competition, mm-hmm. Have you placed any bets?
Not yet. I need to contact my New Jersey contact.
Yeah, right,
because I'm not getting off my ass and going to
Jersey in order to use
the sports
book.
Right.
Yeah, so but what do you look? Are you going to do prop bets?
Yeah.
Or are you going to do actual bets?
I'm going to do a couple prop bets. First player to score a touchdown.
Gurley.
No, Sony Michel from the Patriots. I'm going to do.
Who names their kid Sony? Right mind?
Sony Michel's parents.
Woman's laying in. They bring the baby to her, and she's looking and looks up at the TV. Sony.
I'd prefer it to Todd Gurley, personally. Oh,
okay. My big bet is going to be that James Devlin scores two touchdowns. He's their fullback.
What's the payout on that?
The odds are plus 10,000. So $100 would get you $10,000.
Seems smart to me.
Put
one in for me on that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well, yeah, I'll give you $10 to put it in. Put in 30 and we'll all split it.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No!
MGK.
Why even wait any longer? Let's get right to him. Ladies and gentlemen, video star, football prognosticator, stand-up comedian, and podcaster extraordinaire.
General idiot.
Highly functional alcoholic.
I heard that.
Gino Visconti is joining us, the pride of Vineland, New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen. How's it going, Gino?
Amazing. What day, in what day at the Connecticut School of Broadcasting do they teach you to turn that phrase, pride of New Jersey, shame of New Jersey? What day is that? That's the day I'm going to attend and then just try and fudge the rest of my diploma from that higher learning and whatever. You guys ready for the big game?
Wait a second. Before you even get into the game, let me ask you about your schedule tonight. You're doing your podcast, In Hot Water is your podcast, right?
Yeah, we do. Me and Aaron Berg, brilliant comedian, we do a podcast called In Hot Water. It's on Compound Media. We've been doing it about 3 years now. We're starting to do live shows because let me explain the entertainment biz to you. Let me explain radio to you, John.
Yeah, would you?
All right, done. I don't know anything. But what we do is we show up at clubs and do the show live, and people come out, and it's a good time. So 7 o'clock, we're at the Philly Comedy Club. And then at 9 o'clock, we're just doing your good old fashioned straightforward comedy show. Me, Aaron Berg, Christy Mayer.
All right.
So it's a great time. And if you come out, you can come to both if you use the discount code one word 12-minute owl to running gag from our show. You get like 2-for-1 tickets or something. I don't know. I've been drunk since the wild card, so I don't know.
You can get tickets through PhillyComedyClub.com. All right, let's talk about this game. Do you realize 35 of the 50 states are rooting for the Rams? Right?
That doesn't surprise me.
Right. Not as much as last year. Last year, only 2 states were rooting for New England.
That was a landslide.
Yeah. And, you know, Massachusetts and North Dakota for some reason. And surprisingly, Louisiana is pulling for New England. Well, what a shock, huh?
I'm not shocked after that.
Let me tell you something. Anyone that is still upset about that call, which, yeah, they missed. But I don't know if you know this, guys. Football games take 60 minutes, okay?
Thank you, yes.
And I'm not sure if anyone saw that the Saints had 2 balls inside the 10-yard line and had to set up for field goals, or the 18 missed calls before that the Saints took advantage of, or when they grabbed Jared Goff by the helmet. Don't get excited, John. Grabbed him by the helmet. And they didn't call that, roughing the passer. But now the Saints fans are suing, and they want them to play the game over.
Right.
What fantasy world do you live in? If they did reschedule the game, do you know they would play it in Narnia? Did you know that? Stop doing that. If you can't, anyone that brings that up is like, that's the play that costs the game. Like, you can't watch football. You can't watch it. Go watch the WNBA. I can't do this right now.
All right, so let's talk about Sunday's game. What do you think is going on here?
Oh, my God. I got to tell you one more thing, and you're thinking I'm making this up. Remember how we spoke, how badly my picks were?
Right.
So, since December 1st, and I'm not bragging, I'm saying this is how ridiculous gambling was. I went 76%.
Wow.
29-9. And you know what I did? Nothing differently. That's gambling. I had the over in the Chiefs-Patriots game. Now, do you want me to sit here and say, yeah, I knew that they would score 21 total points the first three quarters, and then they'd score 70 in the fourth quarter? Do you want me to sit here and tell you, yeah, that's gambling, I knew that would happen? It's stupid, dumb luck. All right, let's talk about the game.
All right, go ahead. What do you got to say about this? All right, I'm not going to ask if you're winning yet.
You cannot gamble enough. You start by gambling on the coin toss, because what better way to start gambling on Super Bowl Sunday than by gambling on the very thing you should be using to make all the rest of your goddamn money? Let me a little fun fact. When the Patriots picked heads last year, they won, and it broke a string of four consecutive tails. I'm going to go heads again, because I think any guy will tell you head usually happens in bunches. So I'm taking heads on that.
Okay. All right. Any other prop bets you want to talk about?
National anthem.
Yeah.
Gladys Knight is singing it over under a minute 47. It's got to go under, because she's not gonna boys to men it up and add like 19 verses. I think it's gonna be a quick in and out of that. In fact, the last time any national anthem went less than 147 was Super Bowl 2013. Kelly Clarkson sang it, and that's actually the last time she was less than 147.
Oh! Wow.
I couldn't resist. Come on. That's a big fat wager right there, gentlemen.
Now, when it comes down to the game itself, what do you got to say? I mean, what do you think is going to happen? Do you believe that the Rams have any chance at this game?
No, I honestly think, and I'm not rubbing your nose, I think it's that ball. The Saints didn't impress me. That's why the Rams barely beating them didn't impress me. Mm-hmm. And I think if that ball doesn't squirt through Alshon Jeffrey's hands, I think you guys are playing in this again.
I do. Right.
That's how I'm just not sold on the Rams. Mm-hmm. You know, and here's the thing about the Patriots. Like, they're like, yeah, but the Patriots don't score a lot. They've never won. Ready for this fun fact? They've never, at the end of regulation, have been leading a Super Bowl by more than 3 points. And I use that fancy little addendum because the one they won by six was the overtime game against the Falcons 2 years ago. So I think, and the only time they scored more than 28 was like that one against the Panthers and last year when they lost to the Eagles. So I think Belichick is going to keep this a low scoring game, control the offense, and I like the Patriots to the under. They just lay into it. But I mean, I was saying this to John. I think it seems so obvious to me. It terrifies me that I just don't see how the Rams could win this game.
I don't either, to tell you the truth, which is why I'm going to watch a couple of commercials and go to bed.
Smart move.
So, Gino, of course, as we said, he's doing his podcast tonight in Hot Water, along with a comedy show. The podcast is at 7. The comedy show starts at 9. It's all happening at the Philly Comedy Club. You can get tickets on your own through phillycomedyclub.com. Is my name on the guest list, or are you going to make me pay? Yes.
Your name is on the guest list, and so is John. You're under John, and he's under Captain Fantastic.
Okay.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
Half hour from now. Chris, you might want to stay for this, because right here in the studio, we are going to supply somebody with all of the food that they need for their Super Bowl party, because we're going to have our own soup and bowl competition.
We've got
four people. We've got Ron, we've got Randy, we got Rob, because we only went with people with R's in their name, right, and Sue over here, who are all going to participate. We give them a bowl of soup, right? We're going tomato, right?
Yeah.
We're going tomato soup, and the first one who can finish their soup, right, is the one who's going to win the party, the catered party at the house from the folks at Tank and Libby's. So.
That sounds incredibly disgusting.
It's so much fun to watch.
And good luck to everybody.
We'll have it live up on YouTube. Yes. and not on YouTube, on our Facebook page.
Yep.
Right, so you'll be able to watch along as the competition happens. But this gentleman is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Koch is here in the studio. Let's welcome him.
Thank you.
All right, it is a first Friday. On first Thursdays of every month, and that would be next Thursday, February 7th, Chris does a comedy night at PJ Ryan's Pub in Phoenixville, and tickets are $5 at the door, and you are welcome to go to that, or you could hear him for free right now.
Wait a minute. Am I giving this away? I thought I was getting a bowl of soup.
The last time I saw you, this is really strange. The last time I saw you, I had a doctor's appointment at Lankenau Hospital, right? And I'm standing in the elevator, and there's this guy there, and I'm looking at him, and it looks like kosher. And all of a sudden he goes, John?
What, are you always sick?
No. So I take my mom. My mom, okay. That's our little dates now. My mom is 79 years old, uh-huh. And I take her to see a specialist, and those are our date days.
Yeah,
you know?
That's nice.
And she's awesome. And I actually wanted to tell you a funny story, because my mom's 79, super spry, still does MMA fighting. And she's not tech savvy.
Uh-huh.
So she borrowed my wife's car a couple of months ago. Did not know it had a backup camera.
Okay.
So I get this panicked phone call in the middle of it. Chris, I don't know what I've done. I put the car in reverse, and now there is a movie playing on the dashboard of a terrified woman running with a stroller. You hit the brakes, Ma. It ain't a movie.
Now, how's everything at home? Your daughter doing fine?
Daughter's good. She's out in Michigan now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, what a week to be in Michigan.
Yeah, it's awesome. She has lost two toes so far.
And your wife?
My wife is good. So I'm going to ask you, because you know you've been married a while.
Uh-huh.
So a couple of months ago, I lost my wedding ring.
Does she know yet?
She knows. Yeah, okay, she knows. Right. She's aware of this. Right. So I'm thinking for Valentine's. Like, you know, somebody told me, get yourself a new wedding ring. It'll be nice. It'll be romantic. But here's the thing. I had that ring for almost 30 years.
Right.
It's sentimental. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it costs the same as an iPad Pro. And I really want that, you know. I don't know, you know, like I'm torn. My friend asked me, he goes, aren't you afraid that women are going to think you're single without the ring and hit on you? I'm like, it's been lost for 3 months. It hasn't come up. You know? I'm not exactly. I have the looks that my wife describes as an acquired taste. You know, I had the funny thing. I was at Trader Joe's, and a lady went by. She had, like, the weird stuff in her cart. And I said something. They're just trying to be funny. That's right. Who I am, you know? And I guess she thought I was flirting. I guess it came off as she started flirting back.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh. That's all I have. You know, like, I'm not on the team anymore. Like, I don't know how to do this. My coach is in the car honking. I have to go now.
But why don't you get new wedding rings for the both of you?
John, did I tell you that I can barely afford an iPad Pro?
Oh, yeah. He's charging $5 at the door.
I'm charging $5.
Right. It's a $5 show.
If we get 100 people coming four times, maybe. I don't need the ring. I really don't. I've been married almost 30 years now.
Right. Wow.
I don't. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Right.
Wait, so you've been married probably for as long as I've known you.
Probably.
I never realized.
I was born married. I'm that guy. I'm so married. Here's how I tell people. I go, look at my keychain. Mm-hmm. You know what's on my keychain? A CVS Extra Care card. Okay. You can't get more married than that. No single guy has a CVS Extra Care card. No guy has that on his Tinder profile. His extra bucks worth. You know, oh, I didn't know this guy was worth $20 an extra bucks. Oh, I have the CVS Extra Care card. You have the crowd here, which I'm sure everybody has a CVS. This looks like a CVS Extra Care card crowd. You probably use them. They're worthless. I've never gotten a coupon worth anything. It spews out the 20-foot tape, right? And then the lady gets very excited. Here's what they don't tell you. They expire immediately, right? I swear to you, the lady hands me the coupon. She goes, 10, 9, 8. I'm flipping through. I had $2 off a Fleet Enema. I don't even know what it is. I got it. I use it to water hanging plants now. I just want to win, you know?
That thing has gotten completely out of hand. A friend of mine posted the other day that this is the new thing they're using at amusement parks, CVS, you know, receipts, to see if you're tall enough to go on the ride. Nobody knows him. You could use that.
That's in construction now. How much plywood do we need? About four CVS four CVS tapes by seven CVS tapes. Here's what I'm thinking about doing for Valentine's Day. I'm thinking about doing a little second honeymoon thing.
All right.
Because you know what? What I'm thinking about is a little island, Poconos. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it.
Poconos Island.
Off the coast of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Do you know Poconos?
Of course. So many resorts up there. Yeah. It's very romantic.
It's very romantic. Yeah, right. Always spend the extra day. Go to the big island of Wilkes Barre. The indigenous people are fascinating. that was our honeymoon.
You didn't go to the place with the big champagne glass.
We didn't have the champagne. That's $450 a night.
Really?
For $450, I will splash champagne on my wife's ass. Split the money. You know what I mean? That's $225 for you. We're sticky. Let's go. You know.
Where'd you go? Great Wolf?
What's it?
Great Wolf Lodge?
No, was it Great Wolf? That's fancy. Great Wolf.
Is it?
These are the ones.
Split Rock Resort.
You're too young to know. You're too young to know about the ones that they have, right? You know, the ones they have with the mirrored ceilings and I thought it was leopard skin wallpaper. Turns out it's mold. So some of the places are fixer-uppers.
He's going to that French hotel, Motel Sace. Chris Kosha, our guest, ladies and gentlemen. And Chris will be appearing at BJ Ryan's Pub in Phoenixville for First Thursday, this coming Thursday, February 7th.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. It's pretty clever.
So you're interested. I see, you know, normally Chris goes running out of the studio whenever he's here, but you're interested in this whole Super Bowl thing, aren't you, now?
I kind of want to see how this turns out.
Ron, would you stand up? Stand up a second. No, there's Ron, right? And then Randy, why don't you stand up also, right? Rob and Sue, these are our four contestants for the Super Bowl. Do you want to set any odds on? Do you want to place a bet? Who do you think our winner's going to be?
How hot is the soup going to be?
It's going to be it's
lava hot. Nice.
No, knowing our microwave, tepid.
Sort of a consommé.
We're going to cook it long enough so the bacteria is dead.
I don't know.
Have you ever bitten into a cold tomato?
Yeah, okay.
Let me bet that consistency.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, awesome. And who's in the New York jersey, Rob?
That's Rob. Yeah.
Rob.
We've been busting his stones all morning.
Yeah, man, and rightly so, but I got a feeling he might be your winner.
All right. Because the other three are big guys.
I know, but Rob's a little guy. But you think about like that Nathan's hot dog contest. It's always that little guy. Right? Surprises you. Right. Yeah.
Do you want in on this contest?
I would love to. To eat? No. can I lick everybody's spoon though?
Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. The Super Bowl competition at 8:40. As the fine Campbell's tomato soup makes its way into the... You can smell that now, can't you?
Wafting through the air.
Wafting through the air, yes.
I miss McNabb.
Yeah, we didn't go on any Hungry Man meals. No football player's mom is picking out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Going old
We're
school.
Getting ready for the Super Bowl competition. Tank and Libby's were the people who served us breakfast this morning, and it was an incredible breakfast. They're located in Drexel Hill in the Pilgrim Garden Shopping Center, but they are going to be catering. Whoever our winner is, they will cater their Super Bowl party this coming Sunday. And the object of it is, it's really simple, ladies and gentlemen. We've got four bowls of Campbell's tomato soup. that will be set up here in the studio. You'll be able to watch it on our Facebook page. Plus, we'll be videotaping it later. You know, multi-camera videotaping it here in the studio, because this is the kind of thing with ABC's Wide World of Sports gone. We have to make up that gap with the Soup and Bowl competition.
Somewhere.
So joining us is going to be Ron and Randy and Rob and Sue, who maybe we should just call you Rue so that you blend in with the whole R theme that's going on here. They will be getting to their bowls momentarily, which doesn't really sound like what I wanted it to be. And one of them is going to walk away with this prize. Ladies and gentlemen, they are lined up at their bowls. Ron, Rick, Randy, and Rue, who's really Sue, but we decided she needs an R in her name also. All right. So let's just introduce you to the crowd. Ron, just speak up. Well, where are you from?
I'm from Eddystone.
From Eddystone?
Yeah. How's that?
All right. You don't know where anything is today. There you go. All right. And what about you? What about you, Randy? Where are you from?
I'm from Lawrence Township near Princeton.
Okay. All right. And that takes us over to Rick. Rick, where are you? Oh, no, it's not Rick. It's
Rob.
Rob. Right. There we go. Rob in his Giants shirt.
Hamilton Square.
What happened to North Bergen?
That's where
he moved.
6 a.m. he moved.
And Sue, where are you from?
Grand Lake, New Jersey.
Okay, now you understand. Here's what we got to do here, right? You all have an equal amount of Campbell's tomato soup, right? Heated to the perfect temperature. We're at least
lukewarm.
right, because we don't have a stove, so we had to do everything in a microwave. The rules here are rather simple. All right, all you got to do is be the first one that finishes all the soup. The bowl cannot leave the countertop. You can tilt the bowl when you get down to lower numbers, right, or a lower amount of soup, but you cannot pick it up and slurp it in. Everything has to be done with the spoon. Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen?
Ready to go.
Okay, Dave, you got this happening on...
We are live on
the WMGK Facebook page. Ladies and gentlemen, here they go. It is time for the soup and bowl competition. Are you ready? Set. Soup!
Oh, boy. All right, here they go. All right, John, I'm going to give you a little dialing music underneath.
Okay.
Yeah, so give me a little bit of volume on the your hotkeys, so this way
okay. We
get slightly something else filled since their mouths are
very
full.
Measured slurping so far.
All right, actually, they're moving pretty...
Rob's picking it up.
Oh, my God. All right, come on, Sue. I'm pulling for you.
Yeah, Sue, you need to get on it. Get on the horse. Sue.
Ron is kicking it.
Ron's face is kicking.
He looks like cattle in the trough.
John, fill us in on what Randy and Ron are doing, because we can't see them down here.
All right, I'm looking
at Rob, and he's crushing it.
I got to tell you, Rob is crushing it. Rob is absolutely crushing it.
Well, you know what they say about people from North Bergen, New Jersey. Love soup. Big soup fans.
Oh, my God.
Sue, come on. You said you're Irish. You said you can do this. Whatever that means.
John, who do you think's leading?
I'm telling you, Rob's face
is in the bowl.
Rob has his entire nose buried in it.
Rob and Ron are coming down to the end. John, you're
Oh, my God. It's coming down. It's coming down.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was so close.
That was really close.
That was so close.
But Ron got it.
Ron got it.
Ron is our Super Bowl champion for this year, ladies and gentlemen.
Congratulations, Ron.
All right, he has got it. He made it happen. Congratulations. Very, very good. Boy, boy, would you look at that.
Thank you.
Now, Ron, you work in a kitchen, don't you?
Yes.
Right. So, do you make soup yourself?
I make my own soup. Yes.
You make your own soup. Yes. How does this compare to anything you make?
Not half as good.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, I'm not surprised by that. Was any of it chunky?
A little bit.
Yeah, the microwave didn't really fully make it into its tomato soup. It was more of a chunky tomato soup. Yeah, I apologize for that.
Ron, you managed to suck it all down. So now that's two things you accomplished this year, right? You managed to win Super Bowl, and you beat cancer, my man.
Yeah!
All right, good for him. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John, yes. Wait, what?
Yep.
Oh, God.
John DeBella.
I am speechless.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.